The day before I opened this edition of Let's Talk, I was listening to Claire Balding talking about rambling on BBC Radio 4. Then I found her photo on the front cover, and the feature interview this month is with her. Tony Stimpson is going to read it, and don't worry, Claire does not ramble on. Rachel Banham interviewed Claire Balding, and Tony will read Rachel's questions, followed by Claire's replies.
What are the main themes of the book, and what prompted you to write it? Claire replies, I've wanted to write this book for a long time. I think that a lot of children really worry about failing or not being good enough and struggle with general confidence. There's a lot more pressure to be great at things straight away than when I was growing up. There comes a point at which that worry is much more of a problem than a spectacular failure, because it means you limit yourself before you start. The book tackles making mistakes, embracing failures, and having the confidence and resilience to keep going and emerge stronger. There are always times when we mess things up, fall off our bike, say the wrong thing and wish we could put it right. I know this because I've been there. The trick is learning how to recover, how to pick yourself up and keep going. It includes anecdotes from my childhood and beyond, as well as calling on the insights and learnings of people that I most admire inside and outside of the sporting world. I wanted it to be confidence building, empowering, warm and funny. I'm sharing tips to put in your personal toolkit that will help you grow stronger, braver, kinder and happier. So, who is the book aimed at? Do you think that adults will also find something to take away from the book? Claire replies, the book is primarily aimed at children aged 8 to 12, but actually, the practical tips and messages I think are relevant to everyone. In my job, I've been incredibly lucky to have seen some of the most impressive, inspirational, and awe-inspiring sporting performances. I've also seen some heartbreaking losses and awful injuries. I've seen a lot of people fall off. I've also watched them get back on and have another go. Many times, they're even better after their major loss or their big fall. I know that I've learned a lot from these great sports people and others in the non-sporting world too. One of the best parts of being a broadcaster as well as an author is getting to meet brilliantly talented and committed experts from every day, every part of life, who give fantastic insights into their success and their failures. So why did you include personal stories in the book? I want to help young people recover from their mistakes and grow stronger from the experience, because believe me, I've been there. When I was younger, I really struggled. I was impatient, insecure, selfish, frightened of being different, and like an unhappy dog, I probably snapped at a few people along the way. I wanted to show that I didn't have a smooth road to success. From always getting expelled to making mistakes on live TV, I have failed often and failed publicly. What really matters is learning and picking yourself back up. What practical tools do you offer? I focus on how to build particular traits that are helpful: patience, confidence, courage, kindness, and resilience. There are tips about getting started, visualization, how creativity is helpful, growing courage like a muscle, 10 ways to be kinder and happier, and lots more. I really wanted this to be a practical guide. Bearing in mind the difficulties for everyone during the past year, do you feel the book is particularly timely? How have you found the last 12 months? Like everyone else, I've experienced a very different year to the one I expected. As a broadcaster, a huge chunk of my work calendar changed almost overnight. The postponement of the Olympics is a great example. I had already begun writing this book, and in every respect, its themes are more relevant than ever. Resilience, confidence, patience, kindness, all are vital, however old you are. So, how different do you find writing for children? I do a lot of events for families and children, so I don't find it hard to pitch the writing. Writing for children is a very good exercise because they tend to get straight to the heart of issues and are very honest, so you have to think carefully about how best to put across your point in the most effective way. I think talking down to children is always a mistake. Children are curious, creative, and logical, in many ways an ideal audience. Was it important to have the book illustrated? Jess Holmes' illustrations are brilliant because they enhance the message of the whole book. I wanted the book to feel active, encouraging, and positive, and the illustrations give a real energy. What are your favourite children's books or authors? Claire says, I loved reading Black Beauty by Anna Sewell. It was the only book she wrote, and it is narrated from the point of view of the horse. I also really enjoy Michael Morpurgo's books, and more recently, I loved reading Kay's Anatomy by Adam Kay. And the final question, could you please sum up the book in 3 words? Claire's reply, empowering, energizing, enlightening.
Thank you, Tony. I hope we are all now empowered, energized, and enlightened.